Welcome to a new episode of Kage Space, a podcast where I pretty much talk anything under the sun. This is your host, Kage, and we are back at it again with a new episode this week. I should really, really get like a fixed upload schedule, you know? Because performance-wise, I mean, the previous uploads were doing okay, and I'm trying to get back into the workhorse, so to speak, because there's like a lot of catching up to do so I can get my old numbers back. But yeah, that's just me and bitching about the statistics aside. But in case you haven't seen the title of this week's episode, because you know, maybe you got like redirected from my other podcasts, or maybe Spotify suggested I'm the guy for you, basically next in the podcast pecking order, so to speak. But yeah, we are talking about taking your time, or taking my time, or whatever the fuck you guys think, or what's a proper grammar or whatnot. But yeah, what now? You're probably wondering why I ended up in this particular topic. It's kind of funny, but a video game actually gave me the idea, and you're probably at the top of your head, you're thinking Persona 5, basically. That's it. Just kidding. Yeah, basically, I've been swamped as of late. And this is like one of the challenges that you kind of have to deal with as you grow older, in a way. Because you take in more responsibilities, you have like a full-time day job, and metabolism isn't as great as it used to when you were younger, so you kind of have to omit a lot more time during the gym, or exercising is a thing that you have to do, and cooking and whatnot. So what happened is, like, I realized this, like, let's say probably half a year ago, sorry, English isn't my main language. So yeah, half a year ago, I don't have as much leisure to do stuff that I like. So less time to watch anime, less time to have longer ass session playing video games, because cleaning is a pain in the ass to do, basically. So those of you who have no idea what my living situation is at the moment, I live somewhere in the metro, and I'm currently renting a 2-bedroom house, I guess that's the best thing I can put it. And there's a lot of cleaning that needs to be done, and bathroom is like a pain in the ass to deal with. So because of that and other responsibilities, like, you know, budgeting is like a huge thing for me now, because inflation sucks, and if you live in the Philippines where everything increases in value aside from your salary, then you're kind of fucked to do some hard math. And aside from that, I have a full-time job, and I have a podcast where I'm primarily the main editor, so it's kind of like the time for me to do the things that I enjoy is getting cut bit by bit. And it's become apparent that I'm having difficulty finishing like a certain, I mean, long-winded games, rather. Let's say a perfect example of this is actually Shin Megami Tensei 5. Now, you're probably thinking I'm one of the huge Atlus simps, so why am I having difficulty finishing the game? Well, for starters, the game is difficult. I mean, it's an SMT game. You're supposed to get butt fucked and, you know, learn from your mistakes and have progress by getting beaten up over and over. It just so happens that the gameplay loop and the grind is so tedious to the point where, even though I know what I need to do and what I'll be doing, the drive immediately sunk down in a way, and I ended up playing basically other titles. Basically, what a good example of this is Vampire Survivors. I bought it on my Switch a while back, during the times where, you know, you can still buy from the Argentina e-shop. Rest in peace, Argentina. But the experience is like 30 minutes short burst, and I'm having a blast. I don't know, maybe it's just like the roguelike thing where the difficulty spikes and you have like shorter playthroughs because, you know, run times and whatnot. But after, let's say, 2-3 months of me playing that, I find myself playing SMT again, and I'm basically enjoying myself more and having a blast. But this time the difference is that I didn't restrict myself into like a certain period into finishing this particular title. I've already beaten it once, but you know, there's like 4 other endings, so I'll probably get to them at some point, but I won't be setting myself into, like, finish everything in a single sitting, so to speak. Or that's the only thing that I play, because yeah, sometimes you get tired doing things. It's kind of like the same with, you know, your life in general, rather, or everyone's lives. Because, you know, other responsibilities, more stuff to do and whatnot, you don't really have like the comfort of doing everything, unless you're probably a rich guy who has maids for you to do the things you need to do, like cleaning, laundry, cooking, groceries and whatnot. But yeah, now I'm going to this laid back approach. I'll just play it at my own pace, not be that gatekeep guy who always plays on hard mode or whatever. And yeah, just do what you do, or if you feel like doing it, just jump on it. But I'll try to maintain, or rather be consistent with this, because if you suddenly stop midway, or rather at some point and you're almost done, chances are you kind of like forget the drive or motivation to do so. So yeah, that's about it for this week's episode. Told you I'm gonna be talking about random subjects, and this is one of them. But yeah, thank you guys for listening, and I just want to say thank you for checking out the previous episodes. I wasn't expecting for you guys to sit out on the 90-minute one, and I didn't like hard push it on my socials, but thank you for listening to the Embrace the Cringe episode. But yeah, just want to say, aside from that, just want to say thank you to the sponsor of this podcast, Gusto Phil Tex-Mex. Gusto Phil Tex-Mex, puro ang mga beef at chicken, walang extenders, not authentic Mexican food, because hindi lahat ng spices at chilies ay available sa Pilipinas. May twist ng pagka-Filipino at Tex-Mex, kaya Gusto Phil Tex-Mex. They have 3 branches. They're located at Visayas Avenue branch, near Tandang Sora Market, Quezon City, nearby Petron Congressional. The other one is at Nakanto Baysa, corner Quirino Avenue. And the third one is at Phase 6, Bagong Silang North, Caloocan. Man, I love reading that ad read. But yeah, if you guys want to, you know, support or sponsor the podcast, please let me know, so I can be like a sellout, like what I'm doing now. Just kidding, I love that franchise. But yeah, kidding aside, socials, you can follow me on Facebook. That's facebook.com/kagaspace. I'm on Instagram. That's at kagaspace. I'm also on Threads. That's at kagaspace. And follow and rate me here on Spotify, so we can like revitalize this particular show. I might be talking about crypto at some point again. If you guys want to hear me talk, or rather hear my life as a crypto bro for a while, yeah, let me know. And what do you think about segment on Spotify Mobile? Or yeah, or maybe if you guys want me to talk about like certain games or horrors and whatnot, even though by the time that I upload that episode, October's over and whatnot. But if that's what you guys are interested, please let me know as well. Also, if you want to support the podcast financially, well, there's 3 options. You can donate to my PayPal. That's paypal.me/kage018. Or you can donate to my GCash. All of the links and information that I mentioned during this tail end of the episode will be in the description below. So, yeah. That's the end of this week's podcast episode. Catch you guys on the next one. Bye!